Okay, today we're going to learn Tamura Daf Kaf. We're going to start at the bottom of Yutet Amubet, at the words Tanu Rabbanan, the very last words of the page. Hamakdish nekeva leolato ulepischo ulashamo. So if someone is makdish and nekeva, for, we're going to see three sacrifices where you can't use a female, an ola, a pesach, and an asham. Oset tmua. If he then does a tmura, meaning he's going to substitute a different animal instead of this female animal, it's effective. Rabbi Shimon, meaning the animal he substitutes will be sanctified. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, it depends. Le'olato oset tmura. Le'pischo la'shamo ein oset tmura. Why make the distinction between ola and pesach and asham? She'ein lecha davar oset tmura. When it comes to a tmura, the only tmura is only effective if it's an animal that is sanctified kedushat aguf. That's what they mean when they say elaharo elistaev. If you have to leave something to graze in order to get a mum, that's because it's sanctified kedushat aguf. And therefore, we're going to say that only in a case where it's ro elistaev, okay, that's Rabbi Shimon, only when it has kedushat aguf is it going to be, is it going to make affect a tmura? A substitution will be effective. Okay, where do we see this? We saw this before in two different cases. I'll give you two examples. One is we saw a baal mum that first had a mum before your makdishit doesn't do a tmura because it's not kadosh kedushat aguf because it couldn't be sacrificed. And another was a behema that was sanctified for bet kabayit. We saw in daf yugimel. Also doesn't do tmura because it's not sanctified kedushat aguf, only kedushat damim. And Rabbi Shimon, who says this, distinguishes between the pesach and the asham, as he said in Yotet Amubet, he said that the asham is timacher shelo. If you were mafrish nekeva la asham, he said timacher shelo b'mum. Right, you can sell it even without getting a mum because it's not sanctified kedushat aguf. As opposed to the mafrish nekeva leolato, in that case he says it was. And the reason he said it was, if you remember, we explained because in ola, when you sanctify a nekeva, a female, for an ola, since there is a female that can be an ola, if the person was poor and he brought a korban olevi oreid, he could bring an olat ha'of instead. And the olat ha'of can be from a female. Therefore, the female tmura, a female that's sanctified for an ola is sanctified kedushat aguf, and then again it can't be sacrificed. Actually, it's roeh ad shistev, and then you buy with the money an ola. I'm a Rebbe, so therefore again, what was this all to say? That the female ola is sanctified kedushat aguf, the pesach and the asham is not, and therefore, only the nekeva that was sanctified for an ola is going to be sanctified kedushat is going to affect a tmura, whereas the pesach and the asham will not. Comes Rebbe and he goes against something that Rabbi Shimon said. I'm a Rebbe, ein ani ro'ed varav shel Rabbi Shimon bepesach. I don't disagree with him dafka when it comes to pesach. Why? I think pesach ho'il u'motar pesach karev shlamim, because pesach that was extra, meaning let's say you sacrificed. You sanctified something for Pesach and then it was left over after Pesach. So that's Karev Shlamim. So what do you see? That since it could be Karev Shlamim, therefore, if you sanctify a female for a Pesach, then there is Kedushat Aguf because there is a case where the female would be Kshera for a Korban Shlamim and a Motar Pesach could be Karev Shlamim. Therefore, I disagree about when it comes to Pesach. Now the Gemara questions this about Rebbe. Velema. Why didn't he say, I don't see what Rabbi Shimon says about an asham? Because a motar asham can be sanctified as an ola, can be sacrificed as an ola. So therefore, once it can be sacrificed as an ola, and we saw that an ola is kreva, the ola can be brought with a female. Therefore, why doesn't he say, I disagree also about the asham, since that could be brought as an ola? So the answer the Gemara gives is, Rebbe Savalaka Rabbanan, Da'amre Motarot, L'nidvat Sibor Asle. this is a very simple answer. When he holds like Tanakama, who says, remember we saw the three women machloket, that what do we do with a motar ashan? Does it go for the nidvat tzibor? Does it go nidvat yachid? Does it have to be left to die? So Rebbe holds that it goes to a nidvat tzibor, and now we're going to see why it can't affect tamura, because we already learned the ain tamura b'tzibor. There is no such thing as tamura. Tamura is not effective when it comes to a korban tzibor. Therefore, an asham, if you sanctify a nekeva for an asham, it can't be, and you do a tamura, it's not effective. Now going back to Rabbi Shimon. So when we saw Rabbi Shimon made this distinction between an ola versus a pesach and an asham, we explained that the reason why an ola is sanctified kedushat aguf, even though it's a female, is because there could be an ola that's brought with a female, and that's again in the korban olevi yored. If someone does a sin by accident, and they have to bring a korban olevi yored. So if what is a olevi yored, it depends on what you can afford. So in the event where you can't afford meat, but you can't afford birds, then you could bring an olat ha'of, and that could be brought as with a female. So kasal kadatach, they thought when they saw Rabbi Shimon's opinion, haynu tamid Rabbi Shimon gabei mafrish nekeva olato mishum hachi yoseh tmura da'ika shem olale gabei ani ba'olat ha'of. That was the reason they thought. But once they thought that, they raised a number of questions on that. Elameata b'kohen gadol shefrish para leparo. The kohen gadol in Yom Kippurim has to bring a para lechatat. But let's say he brought a para instead, a female. Tikdosh, so we should say then it should be sanctified kedushat aguf. Why? Because so now, what was the whole logic? Since there could be an olat ha'of where it could be brought as a nekeva, so there's something similar to it. So here, likewise, if the kohen gadol is mafrish a para instead of a par, it should be sanctified. Why? Da'ika parat chatat. Because there is another, okay, the par is a par chatat, and there is another chatat that could be brought with a female. And what's that? A para aduma. Okay, and it's called a chatat. So therefore, what do you see here? That if really, in fact, Rabbi Shimon, his whole theory is all because ikashem ola ale, with the female, therefore we should say the same thing with the Kohen Gadol. So what is the Gemara answer? Kodshe bedek habayeti. Okay, when it comes to para aduma, that's not a korban. It's not like there's another korban chatat that's brought by with a female. No, there isn't. It's kodshe bedek habayet. We don't sacrifice the para aduma on the mizbech, and therefore we say kodshe bedek habayet lo avdei tmura. Since it's kodshe bedek habayet, therefore it doesn't affect tmura. And therefore, since the para aduma doesn't affect tmura, then obviously this par of the Kohen, if a Kohen Gadol was mafrisha para instead of a par, it wouldn't be sanctified kedushat aguf. Next question of Rabbi Shimon, based on the same assumption. Yachid shefrish seir l'seirato. Yachid, who does a sin, he's supposed to bring for korban chatat a seira, okay, which is a female goat. So what should happen then? Tikdush. So again, if he's mafrish the wrong sex of the animal, right? He's mafrish the male instead of the female. It was supposed to be a female in this case. So you would say it's sanctified kedushat aguf. Why? Ta'ika seir nasi, because there is a kind of chatat that could be brought, but with a male seir. And what would that be? If the nasi sins, if a king were to sin, the nasi, what would he have to bring? He would have to bring a male. So what do you see? There could be, right? Even though the yachid is supposed to bring a female, if a nasi sinned, he would bring a male. Inami, or the reverse case. Nasi shefri sira l'siro tikdush deha yachid mafrish sira. So again, you could say the reverse also. A nasi who brings the female instead of the male, since an individual is supposed to bring a female, so again, you have a type that could be, this is just like ikashem olale, right? Whereas the same thing as if somebody were poor, then they would bring a female ola. So now the Gemara says, oh no, that's not the same. Because Hanei Trei Gufa Ininu. That's two different people. One is a Nasi and one is a Yachid. That's two different things. So the Gemara now asks, Chata Ad Shelo Nitmana Ki Mafrish Siyo L'Siruto Tikdush Da'ilu Chata Hashta Bar Ituye Sa'irhu. Then they say, wait a minute. It could be that the Nasi could be before he becomes a king. So if he sinned and then he was, and then he became appointed the Nasi, and then he's Mafrisha Seir for Siruto, right? He brings the Seir instead of a Seira, instead of the female. So then in that case, you would say it would be sanctified, because if he were to sin when he was a Nasi, he would be allowed to bring a Seir. So therefore, there would be a case where he could be not a Nasi when he sinned, but yes, a Nasi when he brings the Korban. And then if he brought the wrong one, then it would be comparable to the Olat Ha'of, where someone theoretically, it's the same person, bringing, could potentially bring both. So the Gemara answers, Ha lo chata, lo ichayev b'se'ir. Yeah, but if he doesn't sin, then he's not going to be chayev the seer. And as you're giving a very unique case of what if it were to happen, but it's unlikely it's going to happen. So the Gemara rejects that and says, Yihachi, hachanami, halav olat ha'of kamaite. But even when you're talking about a wealthy person who who designates a female for his korban ola, and there we say it's sanctified kedushat haguf because potentially he could have gotten poor and would have to bring an ola ha'of. They could bring an ola ha'of that was a female, but he also didn't. So based on that, they basically reject this whole. They basically say this is it doesn't make so much sense. And therefore, they're going to explain that Rabbi Shimon's logic isn't because what we've been saying until this point, which is there's shame ola on the, there could be an ola by a female, theoretically, if the person were to become poor. But instead, they're going to give a different reason. Rabbi Shimon Savalak Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Ditznan. It says in the Mishnah, in Menachot, Hare alai ola. If somebody says, I'm going to bring an ola, Yavi keves. He has to bring a keves. Which is the you know, I would say the least expensive animal that there is to bring. So again, what when you say I'm going to bring an ola, but you don't specify what, so we make you bring the least expensive item possible. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer O Tor O Ben Yonah. You could actually bring just even a bird, okay? Because that's the least that one would have to bring for an ola, because there is a case of an olat ha'of. So what do you see here? The Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that even if a wealthy person was to be mafrish, a female, since if he were to say Hare alai ola, the minimum we would have to bring were the birds, and the birds could be female. Therefore, even a wealthy person could theoretically end up bringing a female, and therefore that's why ikashem ola. It's not because the person might become poor. But it's because even a wealthy person who says Hare alai ola could bring a bird. So you have to say that he holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in that machloka. Tznan hatam. There's a Mishnah in Shkalim which is going to connect to our Mishnah. Hamakdish nechasav v'haya behem behema ru'uya l'gabei mizbeach scharim unikivot. Somebody is mafrish everything in his house, everything he owns, and there were animals among there which could have gone in the mizbeach, male and female. So what do we do with those animals? Rabbi Elazar Omer, Scharim yimachru l'tzarchei olot. Okay, the males are going to go for a korban ola. You have to remember, why is everything going for ola? Why is always the default ola? Because ola is the most sanctified of all korbanot, because they get burned in their entirety. But obviously only the males, because the females aren't used for olot. Unikevot yimachru l'tzarchei shlamim. We already learned that shlamim could be male or female. So the females are sold for shlamim purposes. So notice there's a distinction here. The males are sold for the purposes of ola, and the females are sold for the purposes of shlamim. Notice that none of them actually get sacrificed. They're sold, and their value is spent to buy sacrifices. Udimehem yiplu im shar nechasim libet kabayit. And then the money, okay, so this is the thing. The you have to understand there's a distinction here between what happens. The animals themselves don't get sacrificed. However, because you didn't mean to designate them for sacrificing. However, since you said the animals are sanctified, and the animals have to actually be sacrificed. Just you don't have to sacrifice them. So what do? You get to sell them, but you sell them to someone who needs to bring, for the males, an ola, for the females, shlamim. What do you do with the money that you get from them? That goes to Beit HaKabayit, because that's really what you intended when you said all my nechasim are going to the Beit HaMikdash. That's the first opinion. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Sarim Atzmam Yikrevu Olot. The males actually get sacrificed. Because if you sanctify, we learned this already, that if you sanctify an animal that could be sacrificed in the Mizbeach, but you sanctify it for Beit HaKabayit, so we assume that what you really meant was to sacrifice it for the Mizbeach. Even if you kind of said Beit HaKabayit, the default is animals go and get sacrificed. So they're going to go ke'olot. U'nekevot yimachru l'tzarchei shlamim. The nekevot don't get sacrificed, though. Here we're going to have a distinction. They get sold, like we said before. This actually matches Tanakama, in this case, to people who want to bring a korban shlamim. V'yavi b'demehem olot. Now, why is there a distinction between the nekevot here? Why don't they get sacrificed like a shlamim? Because, if you sanctified it to the Beit HaMikdash, we want you to give the highest thing possible, which is the ola. But you can't bring it for an ola, so what can you do? Well, you can sell it and then spend the money to buy a korban ola. Ushar nechasim yiplu l'Beit HaKabayit. And everything else goes to Beit HaKabayit. So now, Amar le Rabbi Chiya bar Abba le Rabbi Yochanan. So now Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is going to bring a question to Rabbi Yochanan about this. L'Rabbi Yoshua d'amar escharim atzmam yikrevu olot nekevot hechi mekarban shlamim ha-mikoach kedusha d'chuya ka'atan. So according to Rabbi Yoshua, who says that the scharim gets sacrificed as olot, so how can, when the owner sells the females to someone who has to bring a korban shlamim, how could they possibly bring it as a korban shlamim? What's the problem? These animals were kind of sanctified. If the males are sacrificed as olot, then theoretically, the females are also supposed to be sacrificed as olot. However, they can't. So at that point, they're considered dechuyot. They were rejected. And once something's rejected, you can't possibly sacrifice them on the Mizbech. So let's say it was me who designated these. So now, right, I said all my nechasim are kedoshim, right? All of my property is sanctified. So really those females should have been korbanot olah, but they were rejected. So now when I sell them in the tzorchei shlamim for people who need to bring a korban shlamim, I really can't do that because they were already rejected from going on the mizbech. Lishna achrina, there's a different version now of the question. That amar le Rabbi Chiya bar Abba le Rabbi Yochanan, midika amar Rabbi Yoshua scharim atzmam yikrevu olot, if the scharim are sacrificed to solo, what does that seem to imply? That they have kedushat aguf. How could you possibly sell the nekevot if they also have kedushat aguf? What happens when an animal has kedushat aguf but can't be used? They should be left to graze until they get a mum. And here we say, you could just sell them for someone who needs to bring a korban shlamim. So either the question is about, weren't they dechuya, rejected? Or the question is, if they're really kedushat aguf, then you shouldn't be able to sell them l'tzorchei shlamim. They should need to be grazed and left to graze until they get a mum. So Rabbi Yochanan now answers, same amale, Rabbi Yeshua savalak Rabbi Shimon, d'amar, kol mizi delochaze le'legufe, lo nachtele kedushat aguf. There's a distinction between the males and the females. Only the males have kedushat aguf because they could have actually been sacrificed. Since the females couldn't be sacrificed, they are not sanctified kedushat aguf. Ditnan, how do we know this? Rabbi Shimon Omer, timacher shelo b'mum, as we saw, Rabbi Shimon said about a female that was designated for a korban asham, gets sold without even a mum. V'amrina and tamad Rabbi Shimon, kevan de lo chazi l'nekeva l'asham, lo nachta l'kedushat aguf. And the reason was because it's not valid for a korban hashem, and therefore can't have kedushat aguf. So now they say Imur de'amar Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is now going to say that that doesn't really explain what we saw. Why? Because when Rabbi Shimon said it, he said it gabei nekeva la'asham, delei kashem asham alimo. Aval gabei nekeva la'ola, di'i kashem ola alimo, afilu Rabbi Shimon mode. But how can you make that, use that as a proof? Rabbi Shimon said about an asham, because an asham is different from an ola. Because again, an asham, a nekeva for an asham, a female can never be a korban asham. But a female could be a korban ola, as we saw. And therefore, the distinction between the ola and the asham, and therefore you can't learn from the asham to what we were trying to say about the case of the korban ola, the Mishnah in Shkalim. Ve'od, and furthermore, Hashamina Leila Rabbi Shimon Da'amar, we learned that Rabbi Shimon himself said that if you're mafrisha nekeva le'olato, uset mu'a. So if you're mafrisha nekeva for a korban ola, the nekeva does affect a tmura. If somebody does a tmura on that nekeva, it will be effective. So what do you see here? That there is kedushat haguf, as we saw. And that is not like Rabbi Yeshua. So you can't say Rabbi Yeshua is going like Rabbi Shimon. So Amalei, so now Rabbi Yochanan explains again now, different answer. Rabbi Yeshua Savalaki Idach Tana Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. He holds like a different Tana according to Rabbi Shimon. There's different explanations of what Rabbi Shimon really meant. Again, where they bring the problem? They said the problem is that Rabbi Shimon says in Ola Ositmur, which seems to imply that if you were that a female who is designated for an Ola would be Kadosh Kedushat Aguf. So they say, oh no, Rabbi Yeshua Sever Laki Idach Tana Libid Rabbi Shimon. He holds like a different Tana explaining Rabbi Shimon. De Tanya Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon Afla Olato Eno Set Mura. So Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Shimon that if you're Mafrisha Nekeva for an Ola, it doesn't affect a Tmura, meaning it's not Kadosh Kedushat Aguf, and then that would be a good explanation for Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, next Mishnah. Tmurat Asham, Vlad Tmura, Vlada, Vlad Vlada, Ad Sof Kol Olam. So the substitution for an Asham, or the offspring of an Asham, and the offspring of the Tmura of an Asham, until future generations. Yiru Ad Shistavu. These are all Kadosh Kedushat Aguf, V'yimachruv Yiplud Mehem L'Nedava. And what do we do with the money that we that once it gets a mum, we can sell it, use the money for olot nedava, for communal offerings. This we saw in the previous page. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yamutu. He says, no, these are all left to die. Can't do anything with them because they were bad replacements of an asham. There's nothing you can do with them. You have to leave them to die. Rabbi Elazar Omer, yavi b'demehem olot. Okay, with you bring with the money, korbanot ola. Okay, in other words, you sell them, and with that money, you buy korbanot ola, individual korbanot ola, as opposed to Tanakamu, who said it was communal. Asham shemetu ba'alav. Okay, similar machloket. An asham whose owner died before it was slaughtered. Vi shekipru ba'alav. Or if, let's say, you lost the animal and took a different animal in its stead, and then you got atonement from the second animal, and then you found the first animal. Yiru ad shistavu v'yimachru v'yiplu d'mehem l'nidava. Rabbi Elazar Omer yamutu. Rabbi Elazar Omer yaviv d'mehem ola. So same basic machloket. Later the Gemara is going to say why you need both. Valo, the Gemara continues now to talk about the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar, where Tanakama says the nidvot zibor, and Rabbi Elazar says it's korbanot yachid. Palo af nedava olahi, uma ben devre Rabbi Elazar le devre chachamim, bizman shehi ba chova, somech aleha. If you're going to say it's a korban yachid, then you're going to say that when you have to bring this korban, according to Rabbi Elazar, you do smicha on it because it's a korban yachid. Umevi nesachim, unesachea mishalo. And you have to bring the libations, and the libations have to come from him. V'maya kohen, and if he was a kohen, avodata va'ora shelo, he gets the hide of the animal. In general, we say when a kohen, who gets the stuff from the animal, from the sacrifices? The kohanim that are working that week. But if a Kohen brings his own animal for a sacrifice, if it's an individual offering, he can do the avoda himself, even if it's not his turn that week, and then he gets the hide. Ubizman shehi nidava, but if you say it's a nidva tzibur and it's not a chova v'yachid, then what do we say? Eino somech aleh, there's no smicha because it's communal offering. There's no smicha on communal offerings. Ve'eino mevi aleh nesachim, and you don't bring the libations. Unesachea mishal tzibur. The libations, he doesn't have to bring them himself. They come from the communal money. Af al pi shu kohen, and even if he's a kohen, avodatav ora shel anshei mishma. Since it's a communal offering and not as individual, therefore it all comes from the people who are on duty that week. They get to do the avoda and they get the hide. The Gemara starts off and explains, back to the beginning of the Mishnah, why we need both those cases of the Tzmurat Asham and the Vlad of the Tzmurat Asham, and also the Asham Shemetu Ba'aleha, that there's a three machloket in both those cases. Utsricha. Diyashmuin an Asham, Bahaka Amar Rabbi Eliezer Yamutu. Mishum de Gazer la'achar kapara, atu lifnei kapara. Now we're going to finally understand why Rabbi Eliezer says Yamutu in this case. So he says, if we just had the case of Asham, where the owner, the Bala Korban, the one who was supposed to bring the Korban, died or ended up getting kapara from a different one, we might have thought that's what Rabbi Eliezer says Yamutu. Because why? Because the rabbis made a gzera, according to him, not to bring an ola. Why? Because la'achar kapara, that's after you've already achieved kapara, you still can't bring it as an ola. Atu lifne kapara. Because if, let's say, we separated an animal instead, then that animal could only be brought as an asham. It can't be brought as an ola. So therefore, we're going to be gozer after kapara, when you could actually theoretically bring it as an ola, because you might think that you could also bring it as a korban ola before. Okay, let's say I took two animals, and before I brought before I brought the actual asham, then what if I took it, one of the animals, and sacrificed as an ola? I couldn't do that. So therefore, we're gozer la'achar kapara, once you have actually achieved atonement, atu lifnei kapara, because since we don't want people to think that you can use an asham as an ola before you've gotten kapara, therefore we don't allow it. Aval gabe tmurat asham, vlad tmurata, but you might have thought when you have a substitution for the asham, or the vlad of the tmura, where there's no concern that we're going to think that if you can bring that as an ola, then you can bring the original as an ola. Ema modu lehula rabbanan, maybe they would agree with rabbanan, that you can leave it to graze and buy with the money in ola. And that's why the Mishnah needed to tell us. And if they just told the case about the Tmurat Asham, what might you have thought? Bahaka amri Rabbanan. In that case, the Rabbanan say it's left to graze because there's no reason to make a gzera. Avaga be Asham, modulei le Rabbi Lezer, but maybe by an Asham they would admit, like Rabbi Lezer, that there would be a need for a gzera. And therefore it's tricha. That's why it had to say that there's a machloket in both those cases. Now we're going to talk about the machloket about a vlad tmurat asham. We're going to have two versions of what Rav Nachman says. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, machloket lachar kapara, aval lifnei kapara divrei hakol hu atzmo yikrav asham. Now, if you have a tmurat asham, the vlad of a substitution for an asham, the machloket there that we have, the three of machloket, is only after atonement was achieved for the original asham. Okay, because then you certainly can't bring the vlad tmuraz and asham, because you can't bring two ashams on that, and therefore then they have a machloket what to do with it. But before kapara, if you haven't actually achieved atonement, then everyone agrees that theoretically you could use the vlad of the tmura as an asham. If, let's say, you lost the first animal that you had, then this one could come in its stead. So that's what Rav Nachman says. Comes Rava and says, what are you, crazy? I'm a Rava. There's two issues with what you said. Chada, de'en adam et kaper, b'davar ba'avera. First of all, How could you say that the vlad of a tamura could be allowed to be substituted for the asham itself? Right? You start with the asham, you have an animal. Then you say, well, instead of this animal, I'm going to bring a different animal, and which you're not allowed to do. And then that animal has an offspring, and now we're going to say that, right, that animal obviously couldn't be sacrificed, because if it has an offspring, it's female. The female can't be an asham. But now you're going to say that the offspring that's male, theoretically, could take the place of that original asham. How could you do that? It's like a, it's almost like a mitzvah ba'avera. You're going to now sacrifice something that came from a sin. It's a sort of dutmur. So how could you possibly allow that vlad to come in the place of the asham? That's problem number one. Problem number two is, va'od ha'tane Rabbi Chiya, l'siyuah l'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Chiya brought the following braita as a support for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We saw this a few dapim ago. Vlad Rishon Karev, the first generation of Vladot could go on the Mizbeach. Vlad Shini Eino Karev, but the second generation can't. Now the Vlad of a Tamura is like a second generation because it's removed, right? There's the Asham, then there's the Tamura is generation number one, the one you took in its stead. And then now we're talking about the Vlad Tamura, that's second generation. Second generation is never, can't be sacrificed. So two reasons why Rav Nachman can't possibly be right. Therefore they change, I said there are going to be two different versions of what Rav Nachman said. Yitmar hacha yitmar. This is really what he meant to say. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Bua. Machloket kodem kapara. Actually, the machloket is before kapara. This is the opposite of what we said before. Aval achar kapara hu atzmo karev ola. Everyone would agree that once the asham was, once the actual animal was atoned for, the korban was brought properly, then the vlad of the tamura could be sacrificed as an ola. Everybody agrees with that. But they disagree, the machloket about it, is before it achieves atonement. Then the question is, what do you do with, right? You certainly can't sacrifice it, like Rava just said, but the question is, do you leave it to graze? Does it have kedushat aguf? Remember, Tanakama said, you leave it to graze, and then you buy a communal offering, ola, with it. Eliezer said, yamutu. And Rabbi Elazar said, you can buy an individual ola, right? You wait till it gets a moon and then buy an individual ola with it. So now the Gemara says, "V'hatani Rabbi Chiya l'siyuah l'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi." Or again, what did he say? A vlad sheni can't be sacrificed. So how could you say la'achar kapara that hu atzmo karev ola? So the answer, kasha. They actually don't have an answer to that question, but we assume that that must be what Rav Nachman really said. Now we're going to have another question. If you notice, there was something missing in our Mishnah that was present in the previous Mishnah, when we talked about the parallel case of Mafrish Nekeva Ola. So here we're going to see, Baimine Rabbi Avin Barchia Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana. Okay, Rabbi Avin Barchia asked Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana, Hifrish Nekeva Asham, Bina Maushi Krav Ola. If you separate a female for a Korban Asham, what about the male offspring? We talked about this with the ola, right? We said the male offspring could be brought. What about in the case of an asham? Maushi krav laola. Could the male son of this female that you designate for an asham be sacrificed as an ola? Okay, and the question is really according to the shita of Rabbi Elazar, who said on Daf Yud Chet Amud Bet in the Mishnah that in a vlad zachar of olat nekeva, it could be sacrificed as an ola. So maybe the vlad, right, the male offspring of the female that was designated for an asham could be sacrificed as an ola. So then they say, v'tiv shole, why don't you, we already learned the answer to this question, we discussed at the end of yesterday's daf, which was, mo de Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, da'amar, mo de Rabbi Elazar, okay, that he was mode, what? That in a case of an asham, this, even though in the case of an ola, he said, could be sacrificed in asham, I'm sorry, the zachar of a nekeva that was designated for an ola, the male could be sacrificed as an ola, but he agrees with Tanakama that in the case of an asham, the son cannot be karev as an asham. So there's your answer to your question. So why would he even be asking this question? So they say, lo shmi aleh, he didn't hear that, and that's why he asked the question. So now they go back to what Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana answered him, my. So what did he answer him? Amarle, bina karev ola. You actually could sacrifice the son as an ola. So now Rabbi Avin Brachia questions him and says, Hi Mai, that's what you say? Could you really compare the two cases? Because with the ola, since the mother, theoretically, there is a case where the female could have been brought as an ola. Therefore, we said, okay, therefore the male can be sacrificed, just like the mother could have been called an ola, therefore the male can be sacrificed as an ola. But since the mother could never be called an ola, afilu Rabbi Elazar mode, that what? That obviously the Vlad can't be sacrificed. So Rabbi Avin Bar Kana now answers him, Amale, Tama de Rabbi Elazar lav mishum de shem ola alimo. Now all of a sudden we're going to say that it's not what we've been saying all along. It's not because the mother could have been an ola and that's why the son could be sacrificed as an ola. Ela mishum de chaze la hakrava. Vahanami chaze la hakrava. This is a havamina we had in yesterday's daf that we rejected. He actually says that it's because, it has nothing to do with that, it's because the Vlad is male, and since male could be brought as an ola, so therefore, and that's why the male of offspring of a female who is designated as an ola could be sacrificed as an ola, therefore, why don't we say the same thing here? That since the male offspring could be sacrificed, even though the mother couldn't, we allow it to be sacrificed. So now, Rabbi Avin Brachia comes back with a question against him. Etive, but wait, but our Mishnah seems to go against what you just said. Because what did it say in our Mishnah? In the case of a Tmurat Asham, and the Vlad of a Tmurat Asham, Vlad, Vladad, Sof Kol Olam, Yavi B'dimeyam Ola. Notice what we say, B'dimeyam In Atzmo Lo, right? You see only the value, but he himself, right, the animal itself can't be sacrificed. So Rabbi Avin Bar Kana answers him, Hacha B'mayaskinan, Kigon She'alda Nekeva. That's because, in that case, they said the demeim, you be demeim ola, because it's a case where the female gives birth to a female, not a male. So then they say, notice the Mishnah said, all the vladot ad sof kol olam, v'ad sof olam lo olig chad zachar, what? In all the generations, there's not going to be any males at all? It doesn't make any sense. So Amarlei, Rabbi Avin Brachia answers him, Mashnina shinuye dechike bavlai. I'll give you an answer like a crazy answer like the Bavlim give. In other words, you want an answer? I'll give you a crazy answer. Kegon sheyaldan kevod at safola. Yeah, in fact, you could say that the Mishnah is talking about, right? This is a funny thing because they're saying the Bavlim, the Babylonians had these crazy answers where they would say, oh, the Mishnah is like talking about some unique case where this animal only gave birth to females throughout all the generations. Okay, and that's his answer. But now the Gemara is going to say, from the fact that he answers like that, he's basically saying, I'll give you an answer like the Bavlim give, it sounds like he actually has a better answer. I'm not sure exactly why they thought this, but it was almost like he was saying, you know, I could answer you like this, even though I really have a better answer. So now the Gemara wants to know, well, what was his better answer? My have a Mishanele. What would he have said? Mishanele, he could have answered like this. Hatam, in the Mishnah, it was Mishum de'ate lechlufe. We're worried that if we allow this Vlad of a Tmura of an Asham to be sacrificed, what will happen? That if we allow it to be sacrificed, you might think this could take the place of the actual original Asham. And therefore, they forbade, even for it to be l'shem ola, they forbade it to be sacrificed because they're worried that you might have thought that then if you could sacrifice this ola, maybe they think you could sacrifice this vlad in place of the asham. And since that's for sure not allowed, therefore they don't allow it either to be sacrificed as an ola. Okay, that's it for today.